Hey, iZombie fans, we are back talking about episodes 7 and 8 of season 5. Oh my gosh! Mic drop, can you guys believe that Liv's dad is the reason she's a zombie? I cannot wait to get into all of that and more right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, guys!
Hey!
So thank you guys for bearing with us, but we're excited coming back full force to discuss episodes 7 and 8. And boy, oh boy, was there a lot that happened, and we're going to get into it right after this. I'm your host, Allie Nasta, and I am joined by the gossip queen, Shantira Mapp, who's going to bring that to us at the end of today.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on? And then Drew Jones, the iZombie expert.
My legs, man.
And Kiki, boom, a boom, another iZombie expert.
Hey, guys. I'm just here.
We do have a very, very fun article to share with you guys at the end of the show, as well as some news and gossip, so make sure you stick around for that. But overall thoughts, guys, of episodes 7 and 8.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like because the first six episodes, we've kind of been a little confused of what's been going on. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like 7 and 8, we're like, okay, now we're getting back into, like, old iZombie mode and... They were really good episodes.
They were. I think I would have to say episode 7 is probably my favorite so far.
Yeah.
It was really good. I feel like so much unfold. Like you said, it's just going to get better. So.
Yeah, I feel like the first 6 episodes, like you said, we were kind of like confused. But now I'm like, okay, I'm glad that they gave us all of this because now... I see where they're trying to go with it, and I'm excited.
Right. We need to be trustworthy, but obviously as fans, we just want things to go our way, which isn't always how it works out. Alrighty, guys. So episode 7 was all about kind of Liv figuring out what was going on with her parents and the fact that she ran into her mom. You had predicted this,
Shantira.
I did. So, I was right.
You were right. Yes. Queen Shantira was right with the prediction. So she runs into her mom, who she hasn't spoken to since, what was it, season 2?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And her brother doesn't want to speak to her, neither does her mom. And, I mean, you'd think that after all this time, there'd be some sort of reparation between them. Do you think this is ever going to get better?
I don't know. I mean, I knew that I was hoping her mom and her brother would kind of resurface because I feel like her mom was upset that she didn't necessarily save the brother. But I think now that, like, it's out that so many people are zombies and, like, Liv's confirmed saying I was a zombie, I would think that her mom would just kind of just move past it.
Right.
But she's still hanging on. So I'm wondering if... I think that they'll probably work it out.
Yeah. I hope so, too, being that this is, like, the last... Hurrah, this is the last season. Yeah. So you kind of, I hope that it comes full circle. Now that she knows who her dad is, though her dad isn't dad of the year, but hopefully with her mom, that relationship will come back full circle.
Yeah, but I feel like the mom and her coming back together isn't, like, I feel like nothing comes easy for Liv, and I feel like relationships are never mended in time, and I don't know, I just have a bad feeling about her mom.
And so do you guys think that that was the end of us seeing her? Do you think she'll definitely be brought back before the end of the season?
I think she'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and she, what was so strange to me, too, is that when she was talking so much about her brother and Liv leaving him there to basically die, in my head for a second, I was like, oh, man, I can't believe she did that. Then I was like, wait, she didn't let him die? You know what I mean? Like, her mom has so much hate towards Liv that it almost took me out of what had happened in the past.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of weird is, like, your son's alive.
Yeah.
So, like, I get being upset, but at the end of the day, like,
that's your family.
No,
that's your daughter.
Foul. Yeah, that's your kid.
Yeah.
That's just weird to me that you still have beef with your daughter.
Yeah, and the way that she was speaking was very intense. She was having, if her eyes had daggers, they were for sure stabbing Liv. Like, she was so angry and still is so angry. But I just find it so crazy that you'd think that after all these years, they could have come together for just a little bit of amends or something.
Yeah.
And you could really see how much pain that caused Liv. Because before all this, she was a huge family person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's... got such a big heart. She always wants to help out each other and wants to mend other people's relationships. So it's just kind of hard seeing her own family turn against her.
I do want to quickly say, Maddie Fernandez in the chat said her brother will also be coming back. I guess Rose confirmed it. So I guess we'll be seeing more family in the picture.
Nice.
But like Drew said, maybe something bad.
Well, I hope that maybe her brother comes back and is like, you know, I forgive you, or right. you know what I mean, something that kind of repairs this relationship.
Or maybe he'll come back as a zombie.
That's true. Yeah. That could happen too. Yeah. I mean, anything's possible now that we found out that Liv's dad is the reason Liv is a zombie. I think this is kind of our full circle moment, because we've been really struggling with, okay, where is this going? What's the moral purpose of this show? What's going to happen at the end? Is there going to be this big all-out brawl or whatever? But what's very interesting is the fact that, okay, so her dad is the one that made the Utopium.
Yeah.
And he gave it to Blaine, who brought it to the boat party. But my question is, so because he's making these super zombies, was that his purpose from all along? It's like, it seems like he's been trying to cultivate this for a while, and now that he's making these super zombies, it's like as if his plan has become better than ever. Am I mistaken on that? But I just feel like there's depth to his plan, and I feel like this has kind of been his purpose in a way.
It's interesting. I like how they did the flashback to see, like, who's all responsible for it.
Right.
And it is interesting because even, God, I don't want to jump an episode, but, yeah, I don't want to jump the episode. I'll talk about it. Sorry.
No, that's okay. And it's just very interesting that, like, he's kind of behind that all. Yeah. And it just kind of raises so many other questions. Mm-hmm. And what's his purpose? And what is he planning on doing? Is he planning on, like, taking over the country? You know, And we kind of find that out, which now I'm kind of going back and forth because the scratches were on the next episode. So we'll hold back on that information.
Yeah, because I feel like it kind of carries over.
Yeah, it does. But he definitely has a very much larger plan. And it's just very interesting to see Liv and her dad have to, like, be so opposite in a sense, and she has really no family, which is crazy because then that kind of leads her to... You kind of, I think, understand why she cares so much for people and she really wants to solve things. It's because she doesn't have family to rely on.
And you kind of forget, too, that she doesn't have family. I don't know if because the show's been going by so fast, but, like, I forgot about, like, her mom, her brother. Because, like, I look at, like, Ravi and Peyton as, like, her family and Clive and even her ex-boo. But I forgot that she totally came from a family. And I think that's why she does have such a big heart. And that's why she's, like, the perfect renegade, because she wants to take care of people.
Right.
So it kind of sucks to see, like, her mom talk to her like that.
I did want to mention, I think it was nice. You know how when Liv's on the brain, she can be very, like, extreme and dramatic? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was nice seeing her on the brain and how she, like, kind of came into, like, herself in that moment. Because I felt for her in that moment. Yeah. Even when she, like, realized her dad was still using when he... Sorry, I'm skipping, but I didn't mean to do that. But I feel like even when she was interacting with her father, like, just how she was just expressed, like, how she felt. And then, like, for me, it just kind of, like, brings us back, like you said, because she doesn't have any family. And it's almost, like, makes you kind of wonder, like, how is this episode, or how the next few episodes going to go? Because now she's, like, kind of, I guess, not really getting close. I feel like now they're kind of coming back into her life.
Yeah. I think she kind of has a better sense of self, though, now, because you can even notice with her being on the brains and stuff, like, she is able to go in and out of, like, the persona that the brains give her. Because, like, if you look at seasons prior, she had a really hard time of doing that, to the point where, like, it caused problems with Major or whoever. And, like, now she's able to kind of, like, snap back and be Liv.
Yeah. Something that was really fun to see, obviously, her being renegade and having to take care of all these kids, and having to really kind of be the mother to these people, almost. Seeing her and Major sit at the ends of a table, I don't know, guys. I really think that they are pushing us closer and closer into accepting the idea that Major and Liv are going to end up together. How do we feel about that?
I agree. It gave me, like, family vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except she looked away when Major looked at her. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I'm here for it. I feel like I've always been... I know we weren't all here for Major.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I can see them... It's kind of like a full circle moment, because we remember in season one how when she became a zombie, she had to, like, break up her engagement and stuff like that. And I know that she's been through all these ups and downs in her relationships with Major. But you do see, like, a different Major and him turning a new leaf. And, you know, I feel like at the end, it's kind of like a prediction with the whole school, with the kids, where it could be her and Major starting, like, their own family. Yeah. So I do see them kind of pushing that, like, narrative of, like, her and Major.
I feel like they've done a really good job of kind of putting Major on his redemption trail. Yeah. So I'm not as opposed to it as I was, say, like, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So,
and
I guess.
I mean, speaking of Major and kind of moving into the Fillmore Graves of things, I mean, he really has turned a new leaf in making sure that he puts the bad guys away. And he had a really big struggle of that when it was Chase Graves at the forefront, because he had to struggle with listening to his higher up and then, you know, his moral compass as well. And so this whole Captain Bell being a traitor kind of thing was so crazy, but also he's basically then saying that you need to pick sides. Mm-hmm. He is not a zombie or wasn't a zombie.
Who, Justin? No.
Yeah.
I
thought he was a zombie.
I thought he was.
I thought he was a zombie, too.
Well, that's what was confusing, is that he basically killed all of the other soldiers. Like,
skin folk or kin folk.
That is also true.
I just felt like his betrayal was just, it was just self-imposing, really. And it's just crazy to think that, like, that's what he decided was best.
Yeah, but I think because the show does kind of try to take a political take, mm-hmm. low-key, I think it does kind of reflect on, you know, that there are people in the women's rights movement who are women who have, you know, opposing views against their own bodies, and it's like, wouldn't you be for this because it involves you? I think that's kind of the same thing with Justin. Like, it's weird that you're against us because you're one of us.
Right.
And this is, like, not helping you either.
The people in the chat said he's a zombie. Justin was a zombie. But you know, that reminds me of even the crazy lady. Her own kid
is a zombie.
Is a zombie. She's so, like, anti. Like, she wants to, like, kill them all. And you're absolutely right, Drew. Like, you would think that, like, we're your people, but I think sometimes someone like him probably was like, oh, I can probably one step you guys and be better because I don't want this.
Oh, right. for Justin?
Yeah.
But also, go ahead.
I was going to say, too, I think at the end of the day, it's like with, obviously, the zombies being more powerful, I feel like they're more so thinking, like, well, eventually it's going to just, there's going to be, like, probably this big riot. I mean, we can already see, like, they showed more so on TV that that it's just been a little crazy, but I think that because eventually something big is going to happen, that, am I trying to say that eventually, like, zombies are going to end up taking over anyway, so, like, I might as well be on the winning side.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I guess. I don't know. It just doesn't, and for him, it just does, for me, like, his logic didn't make sense, which obviously I think goes to show, but I think it also was showing that, like, there's always going to be clashing views, and especially because Chase Graves was so highly infiltrated on, like, giving a very wrong view of things, that there's still those folks in there. And now that, I mean, he's helping unfreeze people, you know? And so that's just kind of, I guess, one piece of the puzzle that it's going to go out in a bad way. Really quick before we move on to our next subject, Drew, I would like you to share with all of our fans how much we love them and how much we appreciate them.
Yes, AfterBuzzers, we really do appreciate you guys watching this show, watching all of our other shows on this network, but to continue to grow so we can cover more shows for your viewing and listening pleasure, we need your guys' help. So subscribe to not just this channel, but to all of our other channels. We have Red Carpet, you know, where we hit up all these premieres, honey, and get these interviews.
These interviews.
Okay, we have the drama channel, we have reality TV, we have everything. You name the show, we probably have an after show for it. So check those out. Go ahead and give us a thumbs up on this. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us those 5 stars. If you're checking us out on Spotify, do you like the new Spotify layout? I don't really know if I like it yet, but let me know in the comments and we'll talk about it. But for now, we really do appreciate you guys listening to us. I know we've had a lot of fun on this show, and it's kind of a bummer that this is the final season, but that's okay because you can see us on a bunch of other shows. So
yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. Before we move on to episode 8, let's just clear up the air that Clive and Michelle do not share a child.
Woo-hoo! Yes. I'm glad they didn't drag that out.
I was like, please don't drag it.
Maury said, you are not the father.
Well, especially because it's like, okay, when's Babineau going to come back? You know, she's already been gone for 2 episodes now. Three.
Yeah.
Technically. Because it was the end. Well, it's like 2 and a quarter, whatever.
I feel like the next time we see her, it's going to be with a baby.
Yeah. Which could be, that baby could, I'll save it for predictions, but, like, could be some sort of piece to this crazy puzzle.
True.
And, like, having a zombie hybrid baby could be, like, the not, like, the cure, but having both genes could make it so you have both purposes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It'll be really interesting. All right, let's jump into episode 8. And this one was really focused on Blaine and Donnie and how they were really working with Liv's dad, and they're the reason for the utopium and everything getting out. But also, let's jump back into, you know, Liv's dad and his goals and his purposes of what he's doing, because I really can't understand this man, and he seems very creepy. But also, it's like, okay, so if you were trying to get after Renegade and trying to take her down, does that now stand a little different because it's your daughter? Do you think he has any moral compass left in him?
I don't know that.
I think so. Someone in the comments, I think it was Maddie, said that dad may also know that Liv is a little bit vulnerable and he may try to manipulate that. But I do think it looks like he's getting a little emotional, because I remember he was first introduced. I was like, well, what is the point of him?
Right.
Like, what's the point of him and these, like, other, like, rager zombies? Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, I would say we're all humans, but they're not humans, but they were humans. I do think when the relationship starts, it may get a little tricky. And I think that's why the French guy was like, you need to be careful, because now it's going to be this whole, like, father-daughter thing, and I think he may...
But does he know that it's his daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, he does?
Yeah. She said, I'm your daughter, when she...
No, Enzo. I don't think Enzo
I don't think Enzo knows.
No, Enzo doesn't know, but he just was like... But when he said to him at the end, he's like, you need to be careful. You know, this one, this may get a little tricky. And he's like, I know what I'm doing. So I don't know...
Right, well, and it's confusing, because to me, I think his whole plan is to have zombies infiltrate the world, because technically, he now has scratched a governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and that was his plan. He did that on purpose, and it was him that's, you know, making all these steps and things to make it happen, and that just goes back to what we were talking about a little bit ago, about him purposefully making this utopium. Like, he did it for, I think, a reason. Like, he made zombies a thing.
Yeah.
And so he has this larger plan that we don't know about.
I mean, I was distracted by the wig most of the episode, but I think that damn hair color. I think whatever the plan is, I don't think he realizes that the relationship that he wants with his daughter is going to affect it. Because I think he thinks that he's going to manipulate her or whatever, and, like, he's going to be able to still do it. But I think, like, in reality, he's going to catch, like, feelings. Like, he's going to be like, oh, this is my kid.
I've missed out on this for so long, and I've been so close, and I could have tried.
Because I feel like that's what the French guy was peeping, even though I don't think he knows that that's his daughter. I think he was like, you don't seem as invested. And I think the dad was like, no, I'm invested, but he clearly doesn't look like he's invested.
Yeah.
Ivan Soto's saying that he did not make zombies, but he technically did, because he made the utopium that it was mixed with. And it was just, he didn't purposely make it, but he knew what he was doing.
Because there's utopium, then there's, is it the tainted utopium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, what was the point of him making the utopium? Just to get high off of it?
I guess.
Because when Blaine, they get the bag, Blaine's like, yeah, we're going up to the boat. So I feel like, wasn't there a point?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that Donnie, like, realized that he was grabbing that tainted box. I think he was just like...
Right, because that's the... That's the box he was putting in the super zombies.
Yeah, because it was... Because he wrote the be back in 5 minutes thing, and I think Donnie just was, like, putting this stuff
And the dad was, like, snorting from that tainted box.
Yeah.
But it's like, what was he going to do with the tainted utopium?
Make zombies.
That's how.
And that's because he was the one that's making the super zombie. So he's had some sort of weird plan, and it just so happened that it happened before he had a reason to make it.
I mean, maybe the tainted utopium was like, maybe like it does something special drug wise, and he just like was saving it for himself, and then like eventually noticed the side effect. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they'll answer those questions, and I'm really excited to get into it. But General Mills obviously is now not for the zombies whatsoever, and his daughter is now kidnapped. So there's all of these moving puzzle pieces that are playing into this larger story that it is really is because of Liv's dad from the background making all of these maniacal moves, which is crazy because he's been doing this the whole time. We just didn't know it. And it is wild that obviously Liv being the, like, good person that she is, of course, has a family member that's tied to all this, which is crazy because her parents, her mom and brother right. are so against it. I think that kind of wraps it all up, unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about. We only have a little bit of time left. We do want to get into a special news segment about... snake zombies, guys.
Yes.
Which we talked about a couple weeks ago about there was
raccoon zombies,
the false zombie alert from Florida.
they are not playing. I found this randomly on the night of creeping on Twitter, and I was like, what a perfect article for this show. Okay, so, obviously, you've heard of, like, dogs playing dead, like, as a trick or whatever. But, apparently, there are these snakes. They're North Carolina snakes that they're not, like, a particular breed of snake or anything like that. But they are known as zombie snakes in North Carolina. And it's because, basically, they lay on their backs and they play dead. But it's become an issue in North Carolina because it was a way for them to attack people.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not funny. I'm sorry.
That is so scary. But first of all, like, who's going up to a dead snake?
I don't know, but...
North Carolina.
Wait, they don't do that to protect themselves? They do it to attack?
Yeah, so North Carolina had to release a... North warning? Carolina officials had to release a warning because people would legit... Because the snakes are so good at playing dead... that people would pull up on them, and then the snakes would come back to life, quote-unquote, and people would freak out thinking that these were zombie snakes, and North Carolina officials had to be like, no, they're not dead in the first place.
They're trying to kill you.
They're playing.
That is so freaky.
And it's apparently very easy to actually tell if they're dead or not because, like, their stomachs look a different color when they're dead versus when they're not. But, yeah, don't pull up on snakes is basically the...
Just don't do it, people.
Don't pull up on North Carolina snakes because they are not really dead.
How about just don't touch the snakes?
Just don't pull up on the snakes. Just stay away.
Leave the damn animals alone.
So scary. Well, thank you for that lovely iZombie news segment. We are moving on to some fun, special...
I love that.
Some special news and gossip brought to you by the lovely Shantiera. Take it away.
Okay, so a couple things, a lot of things.
Wait 30 minutes to download a porno fucking video and shit.
What?
All right, so back to news and gossip. So Raul, he's going to be the voice of Foz Chitouni. It's a character on Gears of War 5. It comes out later this year. And if you guys are like shooter video games, then you guys will love it. It's Robbie's voice.
I think that's what that was.
I actually saw him promoting it.
Yeah.
He went to some expo or something and was promoting it.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah, check that out. Ally and AJ... they actually have a... They're going to be at the Fonda Theater next Wednesday and Thursday. I was thinking about going. They still have tickets. And I just been seeing Allie's, like, posts. So I'm like, okay, the concert looks really fun. So really want to go to that if you guys want to join.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, but obviously next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So also, Allie and her husband, Steven, celebrated 4 years of marriage. I thought that was cute.
That is.
And... She also posted that her dog, Rhodey, that she's had for, like, 12 and a half years.
Oh, my gosh, stop. Don't say it!
That's
so sad.
So, I never had pets growing up, so, like, I don't really know what that feels like. So, I've told so many people, and they're like, I feel for her. I'm just like...
Especially for 12 years, and when you grow up with your pet.
Yeah.
And
that's traumatized. They're part of my family.
I'm not gonna die. That's just how I feel.
But, yeah, I thought that was really sad. So, but posting me so sad, I was like, dang, that's...
Yeah,
it's really
sad.
Like I said, I'm scared of
everything. Drew's crazy.
Jennifer Irwin, who plays Dolly Durkins on iZombie, it was her birthday a couple days ago, 17th. So happy birthday to her.
Birthday, Gemini.
Couple things. So Christy Lang, she plays Michelle. I saw a post. She posted on Instagram. I finally found her and saw that she was pregnant. She posted a bump, so I'm like, is she pregnant in real life?
Hey.
So I wasn't really sure if you guys knew.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. We need to look into that.
Yeah. People were saying congrats. I was like, is it just because she's pregnant on the show? I don't know. But I thought that was interesting. What else? So, Darren Norris, who plays Johnny Frost, I had no idea he was a voice actor. You know, he's Jackson from American Dad, and he plays, like, pretty much everybody on Fairly Odd Parents. Did not know that.
I knew from Fairly Odd Parents.
And, like, I watched the video, and the way he, like, goes back and forth is insane. So cool. And Drew mentioned this, Ryan Devlin. Whose name is Dalton on the show, was the host of Are You the One seasons 1-5.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, it's funny, so staring at him like, I know you from somewhere, but I don't know what it's from.
You look familiar, but...
Yeah, which was from Are You the One. Good show if you haven't seen it. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's like you can binge watch an entire season.
New season next week.
I cannot freaking wait. I'm so excited.
Same.
Was that it?
That's it.
Thank you so much for bringing us that news and gossip. So much fun. Love it. Alrighty, guys, we're going to get in some predictions. And also, how did we forget about Donna E falling in love?
Yeah. His soulmate.
His soulmate. Finally, something good for Donna E. I've been, like, so waiting for this moment.
Of course, she's dying.
But. Yeah. Poor guy.
But like she said, is she?
True.
Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because she could last, because it's she never knows.
Let me tell you.
What if Donna E scratches her?
But she can't. They can't take two zombies. Remember?
Oh right, there's a cure. Oh.
I don't think. I'll start.
My okay, prediction.
I think that he may be the one because you know how like Blaine is now going to kidnap all these kids with these brains. Mm-hmm. Donna E may be the person to kind of stop that now that he's fallen in love with this girl because she was the first person kidnapped. And you know, like Donna E kind of had this, you know, the whole Blaine situation. And since that other villain came back, I feel like he's been kind of looking at Blaine sideways now.
Yeah.
So this, I personally think it may be like, no, I love this girl and I may have to stop.
No, I think you're right. That's a great point because I could tell he was a little bit more annoyed this time, like taking over his house, taking over his mom. Like, this is the one place that he probably felt safe and that he couldn't take over. And now that he's in that, it's just too much.
Yeah.
So he's becoming, good point. Like, Donegade.
Yes. Saving the children.
Yes. Saving his lady. I agree with that. And I think... I'm trying to think. I don't know. I feel like they're gonna keep pushing Liv and Major together.
Yeah.
I feel like we're gonna, because she's being like a 90s, like beauty queen, girly girl next week. I feel like she's gonna say some flirtatious. I feel like we're gonna get some type of flirty Major and Liv moment next week.
I'm here for it. I definitely agree with that. I also think. With her dad, I agree that he was a little creepy. I can't really figure this man out because he gives me creepy vibes, but I really think that he wants to have a relationship with Liz, but I'm not really sure if he's just pretending. But I think at the end when he started getting, like, teary-eyed as he was watching her, it made me wonder if he's going to end up, like, having a change of heart.
Right.
And I don't know.
I know, I agree. I think he wants to do really bad things, but I think with her in his life now, I think he does want a relationship with her.
I think so, too.
Because the way he was looking at the screen and he was learning about her and to see how persistent she is, I think he may want that. And I think that's why his plan may go a little weird.
Mm-hmm. But now that the governor is scratched, there's really no going back from there.
I don't know. And we already have we have Dolly, we have Blaine, we already got some villains, so...
There's so much going on. I honestly don't even really have a huge prediction right now just because I'm so... I don't know where this might end up because then in the back of my head, I'm like, wow, is there going to be like a huge uprising? Are they going to break down the wall? Like, what's really going to go down? But we've only got, about 7 more episodes to find out.
I know. I will say in the chat, Ivan Soda says he does not think that Liv is going to take the cure at all, if there is.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think she will.
I agree with Ivan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I guess we will have to just be patient and wait and see and trust that the writers will do us justice because they have for so long so far. Alrighty, guys. In the meantime, Shantira, where can they find you on social media?
On Instagram and Twitter at Shantira.
And you guys can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.